This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, a very special moment in fan history has occurred. Our friend Donnie Football got engaged this weekend to his lovely fiance, Sarah. And Donnie has joined me. He's doing the PM show solo today. First of all, buddy, congratulations.
Thank you, Joe.
All quite proud. Limits, I'm sure you share in my congratulatory statement.
Congratulations, Donnie. Very happy for you and Sarah. Very happy for the future for you guys.
Thank you.
She's a winner. You're a winner. You guys are going to have a wonderful and happy life is my prediction right now. The Vegas odds say that you absolutely are, Donnie.
Hopefully Pony doesn't make that prediction.
Yeah. Yes, you'll be divorced in a month. If Pony predicts a long and happy life, you may divorce on your wedding day.
Better stick away from some goal lines there, Donnie.
Exactly. However, Donnie, we have a lot of questions. This is a big moment for the fan because you've become a big figure at the fan. You're Donnie Football. So we're very excited, but we have numerous questions. May we?
Yes.
First of all, tell us about the night. I mean, we got to get the story first. Was it planned? Was Sarah surprised? How did it go down on the North Shore?
I planned this a little bit over a month ago with her, like three of her best friends. So I texted all three of them. We had our own little group message, a four-person group message, like what my idea was, what I was kind of envisioning. And they helped, you know, supply other ideas. You know, my first idea was, hey, let's all go to lunch on this day and like I'll do it afterwards or we'll go somewhere after and I'll do it there. And they kind of helped like, well, what if we just made it like a girl's lunch and then we'll walk her to you after? And I thought, you know, that's actually a way better idea. I think that takes a lot of pressure off me because if I was at the lunch, I would be very nervous.
Yeah.
So then I also got in contact with, you know, one of the great sponsors here, Mike's Beer Bar, because I knew, like, I wanted to have, you know, a few family and friends, like, there after, like, somewhere they could be so we could go meet them after. My parents drove up from Delaware, which was great, and Sarah had no idea. Like, okay, she knew it was coming at some point. We've been dating for over 2 years, over 2.5 years. So she knew at some point it was happening, but she had no idea it was going to be yesterday. Like, even up until, like, the moment she saw me yesterday when they were walking her to me, that was her first inkling of it. But she had no other thought of it. Like, we woke up yesterday. We went to the gym together yesterday morning. Everything was totally normal. Meanwhile, I'm still like texting her friends like last second things. I was more nervous about the weather than anything because the weather yesterday sucked. And I'm thinking like, okay, where are some spots down there that have a little bit of cover where we can do it?
Right.
And there was like that little area between two restaurants on that stretch on the North Shore, and one of her friends was like, well, you could do it right here. And I'm like, that's genius. That's going to have to be where it is.
And the photos on Instagram are amazing. Sarah cried, it looked like, yes?
Yes, she did. Yeah. Like the moment she saw me.
Now I'm starting to tear up, Donnie.
The moment she saw me, she was like panting with her friends. Why is he here? Like, what's happening?
Mm.
And I also had our guy Ben Tenuta down there kind of just chilling. Like she said she realized it was Ben, but he had his back turned. He just had a jacket on. He had his camera ready to go. And because I knew he would be able to capture the moment perfectly and like be able to get something nice in the background where you can see the Fort Duquesne Bridge and like you can see a nice background, not just somebody aimlessly taking pictures.
It was
because sometimes that happens. So that's why I was glad Ben was there to help too.
It's so great, the whole thing. Limits, next question.
Donnie, I'm curious about the location and why you picked there, because I know a lot of people love to talk about Mount Washington at the Overlook. What type of other areas did you think about?
So Sarah had, I called them rules. She called them suggestions for how she wanted like her dream engagement to go.
Yes.
So I have these suggestions in my phone, like in my notes app, like things that were going to make the engagement day like the perfect one. And I think I crossed off a lot of boxes.
It looked like you pulled it off big time.
She wanted to like make sure she had her nails done, had her like hair recently done, you know, the eyebrows, whatever, like obviously dressed in something acceptable and not just like yoga pants and a hoodie or something like that. So that was why I picked yesterday, because I knew on Saturday she had a friend's baby shower. So I knew she was going to have the nails taken care of, have the hair taken care of, yada, yada. I just had to make sure like her friends like were like, hey, like dress up a little bit for lunch. And then otherwise it was
brilliant. That's absolutely brilliant, Donnie. It really is.
But among those rules, she didn't want to do the Mount Washington thing because it was a little bit cliche. She didn't want to be like every other person, you know, not that we're the first people in Pittsburgh history to go on the North Shore either, but so many people go on Mount Washington and do it. And I thought if it could be somewhere like down around the stadiums, because she's a huge Steeler fan, as am I, like we just love Pittsburgh. So I thought if we could do it somewhere down there. Initially, my first thought was like on the Riverwalk somewhere where you have like the whole city in the background.
I think you outdid that.
Due to the weather, that just wasn't going to be possible, but it was the next best thing.
I think that was a blessing in disguise. I'm going to ask you some rapid fire questions because I know you have to get ready for your show. But first, this one. This hasn't come without a little bit of controversy, Donnie. Limits here noticed that like George Pickens, you've scrubbed some things from social media. Namely, Donnie Football. You're going with the last name now. So we're wondering, is Sarah going to be introduced as Mrs. Football? Sarah Football? Did she have anything to do with you changing your moniker on social media from Donnie Football to your actual name, Donnie Chedrick? What is happening here, Pickens?
No, I'll probably change it back once we do get back to football season. But that was like, okay, football season's pretty much over. I know we'll talk about it plenty. Plus, I've always been proud of my name because I'm like the last in my lineage now.
So right.
Like I have to be the one to keep it going because I only have one other sibling and it's my sister. And, you know, she's obviously not going to carry on the Chedrick name. So that's got to be me.
I mean, so what Sarah, happens with, like, I've always thought, I completely understand what you're saying, but I have also thought that you should trademark Donnie Football, honestly, and have that be a big part of the persona. How are you walking that line, and what does Sarah think of Donnie Football and perhaps being Mrs. Football?
I mean, she likes it, and, like, all of her friends love it. Like, we've gotten wedding invites from her friends that say Sarah and Donnie Football. Like, it doesn't even say my actual name on it.
That's right.
And, like, even the little, like, table setting at the wedding, like, the assigned seat will say Donnie Football on it.
I love that.
Some of her friends got her a crew neck yesterday that said Mrs. Football on it.
Beautiful.
So
you can walk that line, I think,
yeah,
of keeping your name prominent, but also your stage name, if you will.
Yeah, for sure.
Limits, before I get into a free association on Donnie's pending marriage, did you have a pressing question?
Yeah, I think the pressing question that Joe is trying to avoid at this point that he's not asking is if he's going to be invited to the wedding, and that's what he wants to know.
That's a big one, Donnie, and I would expand it to this. We've had fan weddings here before, and they led to big problems. I'm still not sure I was invited to Greg Giannotti's wedding. He claimed it was lost in the mail.
He actually used that line.
Yeah. So, I mean, who, you have to invite your bosses, or do you? Who gets invited? Who doesn't? And I notice Limits is just assuming he's invited. Are me and him both invited?
I will probably have you guys on the list. Well, I got to go over.
Probably?
Probably. Well, that's not confident.
I would say a very good chance of that, yeah. I mean, I got to go over it with the boss once we put that list together. But you guys, Pony, Chris, guys in the morning. I mean, Crowley's an ordained. He's ordained. I might have him do the service. Because we're not going to do like a church thing. I think he and Doran are both ordained.
Wow. Yeah. Now I'm reeling. Well, what about people like Larry Richard? Does he get extended an invitation?
He could do like the announcements, him or Pomp. They announce the whole the wedding party.
But you acknowledge there may be some discomfort somewhere. Does the sales staff, do they get automatic invites? Certain ones? Have you thought about this yet?
I've thought about it a little bit. I mean, you do have to draw a line somewhere because these things get quite pricey.
Yes, they do.
So,
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.